Let us pray and ask God to visit us and be in our midst as we worship Him. Almighty God, we praise You. You are the King of heaven. And for we who know the Lord Jesus Christ, You are our Father. No longer do You treat us as our judge. No longer do You look upon our sin and see it deserving eternal punishment which awaits us. But as a Father who has forgiven us because of the sacrifice of Your Son, You look at our sins and You see them and You discipline us that we might turn from these sins and be more holy. And so, Father, we thank You that You deal with us as a Father and no longer as a judge. We pray, Father, this morning as we gather to worship You, those among us, we think even of our children who've not yet come to Christ, that they might sense Your judgment of them, that they might turn to Christ and experience the love of a heavenly Father, which no love on earth can compare to. And so, Father, visit us, speak to us, inhabit our praises. We ask You to be pleased with our worship, not because of who we are, but because of who Christ is and who He makes us. And so we worship You in His name. We pray this in His name. Amen. Please be seated. If you have your Bibles with you, open them to Psalm 96, which is our Old Testament scripture lesson, Psalm 96. Psalm 96, hear God's word. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord and praise His name and proclaim His salvation day after day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and glory are in His sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. And bring an offering and come into His courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. Tremble before Him all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. They will sing before the Lord, for He comes. He comes to judge the earth, and He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in His truth. May God bless the reading of His word for our hearts this morning. May we take this opportunity to bow before the Lord personally and individually to confess our sins. Think specifically of Psalm 96. It speaks of the Lord's being worthy of praise, and it speaks of the Lord reigning and judging. And how often we forget that. How often we forget that God is in control. And let's confess to the Lord our sins, and specifically the sin of failing to give Him His due, failing to recognize that He is most worthy of praise. Our Father and our God, we ask that we might, by Your Spirit, be enabled to take seriously this time of confession, that it might not be a time for our minds to wander, a time for us to go over the events of the day that are coming up, that we would truly just look into our hearts, see the many sins we commit against You and confess them. Lord, forgive us for failing to sing to you and praise you in a way in which you are worthy. For having other gods and fearing them. Forgive us for not being mindful of your judgment or when your decisions and judgments come down in our lives to think that somehow or other you're not fair. For you judge with righteousness and truth. Confess these things in Christ's name. In Psalm 103, we read these words, God is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. Look at that word picture in our minds. How far is the east from the west? You know, it speaks of an infinite distance. It says to us that that's how he deals with our transgressions. He removes them, puts them away from himself. And so once again this morning, God give us that sense of his forgiveness and his fatherly love for us. Our Lord in the Gospel of Luke instructs us concerning our offering. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put in your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Let's worship God with our giving. Our New Testament reading is from the Gospel of Luke, We read this section, the next section that we'll be looking at in our message this morning as we are going through the Gospel of Luke, Luke 6. We're going to read 37 through 42 of Luke chapter 6. 37 through 42. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap, for with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. He also told them this parable. Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? A student is not above his teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take the speck out of your eye," when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the plank out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. This is God's word. Stand together. We're going to sing a medley of songs and hymns.
Father, Father of all things, we bless you.
Jesus.
let us pray. Father in heaven, how wonderful it is that you have revealed yourself to us as the triune God, to all who know Christ. For when you thunder your name Jehovah, or you thunder your name Elohim, these names speak to us of gods who are awesome in their power and who demand the keeping of the covenant. But when you reveal to us yourself in the Trinity, you speak of one who is a Father, with the Son who is the Savior, and the Holy Spirit who is our Comforter. What a difference it makes. So, Father, we pray as we come to your word this morning and we think about what we are supposed to do as we are to be like you. Teach us, for we ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Please be seated.